This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's working right now, tonight, on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, we also want to give a special shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the guys and gals out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the drivers that are going down into the hurricane zone. Takes a special kind of person to get down there and do that, because you don't just drive in there and turn around and drive back. Now, the FedEx drivers that are out there, the USPS, the mail haulers that are out there, hauling our mail from point A to B. Thanks so very much for what you're doing, too. Appreciate every one of you. Keep them dry there, Felix. I don't want anybody having any trouble around the water areas down there. Now, also, we want to remind everybody that we're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And that's The Captain's America. ThirdWatch.com, TheCaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com for the website. Go over there, check us out over there, too, and you'll find out more about us. All right, let's move on over here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Mr. Kyle, we got a caller, and before we get to the caller, how about if we say the pledge? You ready?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic from which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize the words under God for obvious reasons. All right, let's go to the phone call here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Sandusky, Michigan again.
What's up?
Yeah, I was looking up last night, and it takes them 5 years for immigrants to actually get their citizenship.
That's what it's supposed to take.
Yeah.
However, they're shortcutting it.
What are they sitting the law, interpreting, they're changing the law to fit them?
They have done some sort of executive privilege along the line where if they get a job right away and a company adopts them, so to speak, and gives them an opportunity to go to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they'll give them three hots, a cot, pay the company to train them, and expedite their citizenship.
Yeah, like I said last night, it sounds like Bravo Sierra.
Probably is. That's why we need to get more of us and more of them quick. You got a week to do it. Week to do it. Talk to all your friends. Get them voted.
I'm registered as a voter.
Yep. Get them to go vote. Get them to go vote.
And I'll tell you straight up, I'm voting Republican.
Okay. Well, that's good.
They like it or not.
All right. Well, that's good. I appreciate that. Okay. Is that it?
Hey, Matt.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I'm glad about David. Absolutely. Yeah, he's going to go vote.
Well, I think he's one of the people that's got his act together when it comes to that. Because we've talked about that several times, and it is what it is, and it sounds like as if he is organized to do just that. You know, we've got something called RSV now. It's a new vaccine. It's a respiratory syncytial virus is what it's called. And Pfizer announced a promising study results for this on the vaccine. According to preliminary data, vaccinating pregnant women was 82% effective in preventing severe illnesses for the infants that they were carrying for the first 3 months of life, and 69% had good results on up to 6 months of life. Well, obviously, we need to do better than that, but it's a start, right?
Well, sure. And speaking of RSV, we understand, Captain, that we have a lot of young people, actually little kids, really, that I think are starting to experience this, and some have gone to the hospital. And what we're hearing from doctors is that this has to do with the fact that so many people were out of circulation during the shutdown. Even though the shutdowns were now a while ago, evidently it's still takes time to percolate in terms of your immune system. So we're going to see a lot more of these cases, most unfortunately, of RSV as we move through the coming weeks here.
Well, I hope they've got this under control like we seem to think that they do. Their words, not mine, because we don't need this running rampant anywhere in the country anymore.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, there have been people just in my own orbit, you know, that have felt ill lately.
Wait a minute. Orbit? What, are you circling the Earth?
That's right. That's right. Every 90 minutes.
wait a minute. There goes Kyle. Wave, Kyle.
That's right. But yes, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have anecdotal stories like this, and that they know people who have had something that sort of hung on for a while, and then it kind of just gets better over time. But I think we're seeing perhaps more aftermath of COVID and variants thereof.
Wow. Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning. We got more, and we're going to get to it when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better. and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
And I'll see you there, too, because I'm there when it's there, and so's Kyle. All righty. Well, you know, you've heard me talking to you for, I don't know, well over 8 years about the relief factor that I take, and I take it because it works. It's that simple. And people say to me, they go, well, what do you mean it works? I said, just exactly what I said. I started to take it about 8 years ago for a problem I was having with my left ankle and my left foot, and it worked then, and it's working even better now. Now, I have learned that sometimes, rather than being in pain longer, that I can get rid of it by just timing it. So if I have breakfast, which I do, and I take it then, and it's still around at lunchtime, that I take the packet again, and boom, gone. End of story. Gone. So that's how it works for me. And it can work for you, too. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a chance to work for you and see what happens. And, oh, by the way, don't forget Relief Factor and the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They are very much avid gun supporters and gun safety enthusiasts. They want to make sure that you stay safe so you can stick around and come see them with some other stuff that they have that they might want to sell you. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, make no mistake about it, we have plenty of activity going on when it comes to guns and it comes to this crime in the streets, and we're seeing people being beaten up in the middle of the daytime besides nighttime. I mean, it's just gone nuts.
It has gone nuts. Number one, Captain, of course, I think a lot of criminals
believe that they're not going to suffer any real consequences, that the prosecutors simply aren't going to take the time, or criminals that know that they can walk into, a pharmacy or a drugstore, basically, and fill up a duffel bag with full of stuff, walk out the front door. Nobody's going to do anything. We can't promote this in our society because this is what's happening today. Imagine what will be happening tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't want to, because I think it's going to be rougher, and we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll get lucky. We might get a reprieve on this, but I don't know. It's just really something that kind of grabs at you, you know?
Well, absolutely, and this is why crime, along with the economy, inflation, gas prices, are so high up on voters' lists. They are absolutely, I think, Captain, concerned and terrified about what tomorrow will bring if you continue to have this level of things going out of control.
Yeah. Now, Facebook and Twitter. A report came out yesterday, and if this can be verified, and I have reason to believe that it can, if this can be verified, this is huge. Now, the report is that Facebook and Twitter created portals to let Biden officials curb some of the content that they didn't like on their social media websites. That is just totally unthinkable.
It is totally unthinkable. But think about this. What if it was the Trump administration that had some kind of backdoor into social media to be able to decide, well, we don't like that post. We feel that it's misinformation. You know, only the Democrat faction can get away with this kind of thing, because if we simply flip it around, suddenly it would be, oh, no, that's the Trump people or George W. Bush or who, just name anybody other than a Democratic administration. And you'd get this kind of visceral reaction.
Well, yeah, I suppose you would. But, I just find it rather unique that, and it may have started before White House, too. It may have started earlier than that. We just don't know yet.
Well, exactly. People want to be able to read what they want to read. See, this is so fundamental to our rights as American citizens. We should be able to read what we want, think what we want, consider what we want. Most reasonable, decent people come to good conclusions when they have information. But the idea is that if somebody somewhere, if somebody sitting in the basement of the White House says, well, you don't really need to see that, you know, your life will just be better off if you don't even hear stuff like this because we don't like it, that's not America.
Now, did you hear that Senator Cruz said a Democratic panel wants Trump's taxes to smear him?
Well, sure, yeah, they will, whatever it is, they'll just comb through it, and they will create, you know, that the Trump earlier Biden had said that DeSantis was Trump incarnate. Well, they want to make Trump look like the devil incarnate or something. It just goes on, and so it'll be a drip, drip, drip of here's what we found in the taxes today, and oh, this is what we found in the taxes yesterday, and it goes on, and whereas it's all distraction, it won't have any bearing on reality.
Yeah, I did hear that myself. Now, wait till you hear this one. Talk about a time warp. Biden said he had a chat with an already dead insulin inventor.
Really? Okay, well, that's a new one, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, President Joe Biden had a noteworthy gaffe on Tuesday with him campaigning for the Florida gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist in the Miami suburb of Hallandale Beach. He actually mentioned the name of the insulin inventor who's no longer alive. And he was saying, well, I was just having a chat the other day with Dr. So-and-so.
Well, how much more evidence do people need that there's obviously reason to investigate further into the cognitive abilities of President Biden? That's not being mean, and that's not even being political, is it, Captain?
No.
That's just, you know, my goodness, if you're starting to say, because what happened, a few weeks ago, he looked around looking for the congresswoman who had passed away in an accident and saying, where's Jackie, if I recall correctly, where's Jackie?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, that's a, you know, maybe he was tired or this or that, something like that. And you could try to explain it away, but now this is the second time, and this is actually worse than that other comment, one might think.
Mm-hmm. Now, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who calls herself a Republican, she's a rhino, if anything, she wants the January 6th panel, and they are currently negotiating with the White House, to have multi-day testimony from Donald Trump for the January 6th panel.
Yes, realize how big this really is, to call in now a former president of the United States into what is obviously a political stunt. And, you know, Americans, they'd love to find out more about January 6th. They love to, I mean, it's not the idea that you cannot speak about January 6th, but when it's obviously a one-party rule here with people like Liz Cheney, as you mentioned, who seems to sort of go against the grain, putting it mildly, of traditional Republicans in this country, yeah, it's just a theater, more theater. So I think it may not transpire yet, because we're going to have maybe a big change coming up here in the midterms.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right.
Well, I think they'll continue to fight it, because as we head towards next January, by the time it all gets through the wash, I think that committee is going to be disbanded.
Now, AOC, who likes to get herself in trouble, is in trouble again. The American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee has now called out AOC for supposed anti-Semitism, the comments she's been making behind the scene and on the Internet, which she hasn't said in person.
Well, that's very interesting. I mean, that's incredibly damaging and uncalled for, obviously. And I think a lot of people would rightly reject those kinds of comments if she's making them.
Well, I think she is making them because she has a history of doing that. But the other thing that's, you know, you just don't, if you can't say something good about somebody, try not saying it.
Well, of course. I mean, you talk about policy or this kind of thing, but these kinds of, I mean, this is a big issue in our society. So obviously, you know, and by the way, I mean, you sort of figure out what they're really like by the things that they say. So, you know, that's one way of knowing maybe what's going on in the mind of AOC.
Good luck with that, right?
Right, yeah. We don't know.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour, coming up. And your stations get a chance to do some news and weather and identify themselves and all that good stuff. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to become Israel's next prime minister, according to Tuesday night's exit polls, allowing the man who was voted out of office this past election to serve a third term. With less than a week to go here in the U.S. until our elections take place, it's a dead heat for control of the Senate. The party that wins two of the three closest states will likely win the majority. Republicans' two best opportunities may be Nevada and Georgia. Democrats are hoping to gain a seat in Pennsylvania. However, that race has become tighter recently. Democrat incumbents appear to have an edge in Arizona and New Hampshire, while close races in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin are currently leaning to the right. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. These people at Heroes Mile, they know their stuff. And whatever the problem is that you've got going on, it doesn't have to be medically related or even some mental issues you got. Maybe you got some financial issues. Maybe you need a little help on and advice on going to school. Maybe you need some help with your tax returns, whatever. Guess what? They can do all of that and work with you and help you. It's veterans helping veterans. And it goes above and beyond what the VA offers, because these guys care about you because they've been in your shoe. They've been in your shoes. Now think about this for a second. All you got to do is go to the website, heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com. Or you can give them a call at 1-888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 1-888-VET-NOW, the number 2. Or go to the internet and sign up that way, and they'll be right with you as soon as they can, day or night. The number again, 888-VET, now 2, 888-VET, now 2, and the website is heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com. Go over there and check it out. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle. All right, are you there?
Hey, Captain, yes.
All right, there you are. Okay, we have a caller. I'm going to go to the caller, so hang on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Iron Mike from Tampa.
Iron Mike?
Yes, sir. Anyway, insulin was invented by Dr. Banting and Dr. Best of the University of Toronto before Biden was born. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, he'll be having seances with George Washington.
He said he talked to the founder.
Well, you, there you go. you both have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Iron Mike. You take care, and I'll let you know how that works out. All right. You know what we're talking about, right, Kyle?
What's that about?
Joe Biden said yesterday he had had a conversation with the...
Oh. Right, right, yes. Yeah, we talked about that last segment, exactly.
Yeah, we did. And unfortunately for him, the guy that invented insulin was dead before he was alive.
Well, maybe the only explanation here, Captain, is that somehow Joe Biden has a DeLorean that also acts as a time machine, and he got that baby up to 88 miles an hour, and maybe, who knows, he had a conversation. You're being funny, but, you know, this is serious stuff. Can you imagine, not just any other president, but how many, some other public official who would say such a thing? That would raise a lot of red flags, wouldn't it?
It's crazy. All of this
is
certifiably nuts.
Right. And, you know, here we are, Captain. I mean, by the president's own words, when he talked the other day about the specter of nuclear Armageddon, imagine if something starts to happen, some escalation thereof, of what's happening in Ukraine with Russia. What happens if something, some other event begins to happen? How is this person going to react to that? These are great questions. And again, these aren't political questions. These have nothing to do with political affiliations.
Okay. I'm not an advocate of starting a war, let alone using nuclear weapons. But what on earth are we going to do if somebody touches one off? Do you trust Joe Biden to do the right thing to defend the United States, or do you think his people are going to dilly-dabble around over there and run the risk of us getting struck first?
That is a terrifying question, isn't it? I mean, we can't get more serious.
He would kill a bunch of people.
Well, that's right, because it all depends. I mean, we all remember back in the height of the Cold War, you know, things will happen. And
the Cuban Missile Crisis, I remember it like it was yesterday. That was the real deal. The real deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, as time went on and you have submarines that can launch weapons, you're talking very, very small amounts of time for decisions to be made as those missiles head for our land-based ICBM silos or to NORAD or to Strategic Air Command or other key bases and so forth. The President of the United States has to be able to make a very, very quick decision. Of course, it's all madness. Nuclear war is madness. But you have to be able to maintain the idea that your government is going to react accordingly, and that is one of the things back with the doctrine embarked upon with McNamara and back in those days, the idea of mutually assured destruction. It was the idea of trying to keep at bay this horrible thing that could happen. Mm-hmm. So, but what happens if somebody says, "I think we can get away with it because they're all discombobulated over there"? That we can't project that ever.
Now, you live in California, and I don't know who your representative is, but by chance, would it be Katie Porter?
No, it's not Katie Porter, but she is, her district is nearby, yes.
Because she is in trouble right now.
Well, that's right. I saw a prediction earlier that it was being moved out of the lean Democrat category to the toss-up category. So for somebody like Katie Porter, who's been enjoying, I think, a lot of support overall, this is a real big, well, no pun intended here, red flag, you know, about the idea that it could flip red again.
Well, when you talk about red flags and you talk about what's coming, I can't emphasize enough that we need to keep the pressure on. You need to talk to everybody and anybody that you can and remind them about the price of gasoline and oil. And they may see a dip in the price of gasoline temporarily. But what's going to happen is if the Democrats get elected right away, about a week or so later, you're going to watch gasoline jump way up. Why? Because the markets are going to go through the roof. Because they know we're going to have another 2 years of this nonsense that we've already seen, which has not been productive to the United States of America. And that's all it's going to take our country and make it into a third world nation.
Well, exactly right. Well, you'll continue to squelch the ability for people to travel, things being delivered, the economy to work, let's say the infrastructure of the economy itself to work. This is huge. But I do think, Captain, that voters are going to favor Republicans. That's for sure.
Right.
But now Republicans are going to have to literally deliver. There has to be some meeting of the minds among the Republican Party elite to say, we're going to stay on target here. We're not going to, we've got to stop infighting if there is any. We can't venture off on quests that are never going to bear fruit. We're going to do what we said we were going to do if we got elected. That's what they need to do.
Well, I want the people in Georgia to pay close attention to what I'm looking at right here. I've saved this for the last article before we go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. There's a report coming out of Georgia that the Georgia Democratic Senator, gee, I wonder who that would be, Warnock, has used over $60,000 in campaign funds to pay for, quote, child care, including an $11,000 payment to himself.
Well, it's a good gig if you can get it, I guess.
And he's not reported it either.
Well, wait a second. And they're going after Trump's tax returns. Let's see. Wait a minute. Maybe they're looking in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are looking in the wrong place. And, of course, this is coming on a week before Election Day, where nearly half of the voters say inflation and the economy are the most important issues for them in this year's congressional midterms, even though some of the Democrats are trying to make it into abortion again, that most everybody is just looking going, yeah, right, sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I see Katie Porter commercials, by the way, which talks about abortion. Gavin Newsom has this big commercial that plays all the time in California about how it's always going to be a freedom state for abortion or something. And it's like, you know, they continue to talk about this. It's obviously important to a lot of people, but it isn't the main focus of these midterms.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with Kyle Warren and more here on the Captain America Third Watch. Our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You better listen to me.
every word I've been saying. Cause the heart is cold, and I'm cold as hot. I'm a little mixed up, but I give it everything I got. Don't want your money, don't need your car. I'm doing all right so far. Giving it up for your love, and everything. I'm giving it up for your love right now.
Who's that masked man, Kyle?
That's a Gilbert McClinton.
Giving it up for your love, everything. That's got to be the nightclub in Louisiana, the way they're dressed and the way the girl was singing there and all that stuff. It just looks like New Orleans to me.
Yeah, well, probably so, yes.
Yep, so there you go. But anyway, giving it up for your love, everything. All right, and now they're all dancing, having a good time. All right, well, Mr. Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west, and do you have your snow shovel?
Not quite yet, at least where I am.
But you better find one. Better find one.
Well, that's right. Well, in the local mountains of Southern California, we do expect to see some of the first snow of the season. So that is happening, and we continue to see a winter storm warning. This is going to be running up mostly, it's going to follow up 395, starting around Lone Pine, heading on up towards Susanville, and thereabouts. Looks like you could get, of course, some snow happening there, maybe 4 to 10 inches above 5,500 feet, 10 to 18 inches above 7,000 feet. Also, wind gusts can also be upwards of 60 miles an hour. But speaking of that area up there, the long I-80, especially near Reno, if you're coming across into California, you're going to go through Downer Pass. Right now, Captain Downer Pass reading 28 degrees and snow. So it's definitely starting to happen out there, folks, up on 4th of July Pass.
24 miles downhill.
That's exactly right. Up on 4th of July Pass up in Idaho, we've got 32 degrees. It is also looks like raining, so when it starts to get that cold, that rain's going to turn to snow pretty fast. Snoqualmie Pass is reading overcast right now, but there's snow on the ground there, so be aware of that. We've also got various and different winter weather advisories and so forth. We still see a lot of rain and sleet and snow on the map right now, Captain, especially around Twin Falls, Boise, Idaho, on up towards Spokane, Washington, again through northern Idaho, also central Idaho, and also north of Idaho Falls. And to round it out right now, as you mentioned about that snow coming across I-80, north of I-80, we're reading a lot of active snow on the radar right now as you start to approach places like Quincy, Chester, and Susanville. So be careful out there.
Ahoy. All right, well, let's go up into North and South Dakota. We got some windy conditions up there, dry and windy, and that could create some problems with the system coming across to the west. We'll see. That goes down into Kansas, I might add, down through Nebraska, western part of Nebraska and western part of Kansas. Now, moving over one whole state and getting over by the river, the Mississippi River, you've got some fog down below, New Orleans over towards Lafayette, and then you've got some fog in the central Texas area west of Houston, and right over there around San Antonio, up 35 towards the Metroplex, but not to the Metroplex, so it's not in there yet. Galveston on down towards Brownsville, got some fog there right along the Gulf, and you got some unsettled weather conditions tonight for the central part of Indiana, the central part of Ohio. You do have some very foggy conditions coming out of the Columbus, west of Columbus, and taking you all the way up to Erie, Pennsylvania, if you're going that way, and up and down I-77 from the West Virginia line on up to Erie, Pennsylvania. You got fog all the way there. You got fog on I-80 over to Snowshoe, so be advised of that. And you've also got plenty of fog east-west on I-80 and I-90 for probably a good 50 to 75 miles, so be advised of that. And don't forget that along with all this fog, you're going to have some unsettled weather way up north in northern New York, up around, north of the lake and to the east over towards Quebec and the northern part of New Hampshire as well, and Vermont, both are in the unsettled weather category tonight. Now, Mr. Kyle, tell us, please, how we can hear your radio show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how about the pilot Flying J? How do they figure into the Truckers Highway and Bible Report?
Well, Captain, yes, of course, they sponsor the Highway and Byway Report for the truckers out there every morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com.
Right. Okay, we shall overcome, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. How's that?
Sounds good, Captain. Have a great night.
All righty. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and everything he does for the Radidio Show. And we're going to jump over here and pick up Denise Simon. And we're going to start with a story about the Saudis. Now, I talked to some people yesterday when the Saudis put out this warning, this terrible, awful warning. And I'm not sure they're even going to follow up on something like that. But I think they're trying to play big boy in the block now.
Who, the Saudis?
Yep.
Well, I'm not too sure about that. I think that it is a legitimate warning of targets, of U.S. targets inside Iraq and inside Saudi Arabia
mm-hmm.
by Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Iran needs to change some things up in their home country because they still have the protests going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have a pretty good intelligence wing, and so they warned the United States. The United States was asked about it, and they said that they would not reveal anything when it comes to force protection inside Iraq and in Saudi Arabia. But
now, we have heard this before, right?
I don't think so.
We have not heard this before?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. A few years back, I do remember the Saudis getting a warning and giving us a warning about what Iran was going to do, and it was quiet for a little while, and then all of a sudden they started firing on our bases in Iraq.
Well, I mean, our bases have been fired on previously, so,
right.
So I think you have to take those mm-hmm. warnings seriously, and where we have a footprint in both Iraq and Saudi Arabia, we have to, you know, go on the offensive.
And this is the beginning of the fact that Iran is not afraid of us. They're not afraid of Joe Biden.
Nope.
They don't
nope.
respect him. And they're going to just walk all over because what's he going to do? What is he going to do?
Nothing.
That's right.
He's not doing anything to along with the missiles that they're, I'm sorry, the drones that they're sending to Russia.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've lost our respect in the world and our stature in the
yeah.
world because of Joe
yeah.
Biden. And, boy, I hope to hell that this congressional election, this midterm election, sends a message to the people when they realize that we are changing the way we operate, because this Congress is going to go to Washington, D.C., this new Congress. There's going to be some rough, tough, and nimble boys and men.
A lot can happen, though, between mm-hmm. November and January.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back after the break. And the news and all that good stuff with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. state-of-the-art capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.